Okay, that might be another solution. I will try that. So, well, we're working through them, so we'll see. That's why I said I'm not going to, I'm frustrated as hell all the time with this thing, but I'm only 2 months in. I've had an iPhone for a couple of years on the work side of the house, but I don't do any of my recreational stuff on the work phone. So, you know, it's just answer phones, text, emails, things like that. It's locked down by them, so, you know, I didn't really care. That one did everything I needed it to do. I didn't pay for anything. I don't have any of my banking information on that, nothing. So this is now my phone, and so now that changes things. You know, now I'm starting to use all those things. You know, I'm starting to figure out. So, you know, it's only been 60 days, you know, so we'll go from there. I did pay for the Apple support or whatever, and I don't know, for better or worse. I'm not usually one to do that, but I figured what the hell. Running it. So the only one left now, and I don't think this is something that there's a hack fix for, but I'm noticing the Bluetooth is just not as reliable. Like, it's like my headset, sometimes it just won't, for some reason, automatically connect to my phone. Sometimes it's not connected, and the only way I can get it to connect, it'll say it's connected, but I have to turn the Bluetooth off on the iPhone, turn it back on, reconnect, and then I'm okay. But I never, ever, ever had any Bluetooth issues with my Samsungs. You remember I had them with that, what was that Google phone I had? That was horrible. And this one is pretty damn good, but it's still, for some reason, my headset will say it's connected, but it's clearly not working, and no matter what I do, I can't get it to go. I just got to turn off Bluetooth and turn it back on.